Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back once again to our Burden and Blessing podcast. You are joining us for our 66 summary verses of the Bible as we continue our study through the Old Testament. We have been studying these kings in the Old Testament and how the Lord has worked through them. We've seen this with David and Solomon, as well as the descendants of David and Solomon in the kingdom of Judah and some of the other kings that reigned in Israel. We're continuing that study today with 2 Kings, picking up a little bit later on in this history of the divided kingdom. Joining me is Pastor Neil Radical. Neil, what is our passage for the book of 2 Kings?
The thing we're looking at, chapter 19, verse 19. It says, "Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone." The thing, I can't read this verse without getting chills down my spine, because when you recognize the context, this is one of my favorite chapters of the Bible. I really like what Hezekiah says here. And the 2 points I want to make is, number one, you would not expect Hezekiah to say this, given his patriarchs. If you look at his father or his father's father, they were very, very wicked men. And so the fact that Hezekiah was a believer in the true God, the triune God, Jehovah, is a miracle all by itself. And it reminds me, direct application, is that we should never give up on anyone or any family, because the Lord can always work that faith and an amazing faith in the person's heart. And this faith in 2 Kings, in my opinion, really stands out with Hezekiah, who brings great reforms to Judah and Israel as far as directing the people back to the Lord. And what I love about this context here is, now you have Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, the world power in those days, who basically sends a letter to the children of Israel and Hezekiah, and basically it's the children of Israel, and says, stop trusting in Hezekiah's God. We are going to wipe you out unless you surrender. And we've done it countless times before, and you've seen it. So stop putting your trust in a wimpy God. Our gods will destroy your God, and we will destroy you. And so what's neat about that is Hezekiah takes that letter, just like we should take any one of the challenges, temptations, or problems we have, and lay it before the Lord. Hezekiah literally laid that letter from Sennacherib on the altar, and then he says this prayer. This is Hezekiah talking there as he's pleading for the Lord for deliverance and putting all of his trust, not in his own power, but in the Lord's strength. He says, Lord God, I pray, save us from his hand. Now, we know it's Sennacherib, but it really could be any enemy. David prays many similar prayers in the Psalms. And then here's the kicker. That all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are the one true God. And for me, that really summarizes not only 2 Kings, but 1 Kings, Chronicles, and the whole Old Testament, because God revealed his powerful hand for his people. He calls them my people because the surrounding nations in the world knew that they followed the one true God. And so when they were faithful to him, the Lord showed his faithfulness and his power and his mercy and his forgiveness to them, and demonstrated that he was their true king and true savior and true deliverer. And that's ultimately, Hezekiah is basically saying what John the Baptist said, you must increase, Lord, I must decrease. And so I think there's so much powerful application here that's just amazing.
You keyed in on one of the main characters in the book of 2 Kings with Hezekiah. Of all of the good kings of Judah, we're probably most familiar with King Hezekiah. There's Josiah later on, and you have a few that lived generations before the time of Hezekiah, but he's the focal point. And you know, there are a couple of other interesting individuals in the book of 2 Kings too. Another one, not as a king, but as a prophet, is well known to us also, and that's the prophet Elisha, who followed up after the work of Elijah. And he was dominating also. You think about some of the familiar stories you were talking about, 2 Kings 19 with Sennacherib, but think about Naaman and the leprosy that he had and Elisha's opportunity to heal him. All of these different miracles that we're familiar with in Elisha, those also are revealed here in 2 Kings. all of these different situations, whether it be Hezekiah or Elisha or some of these other good kings, the Lord is working through them, as you pointed out, to broadcast the reality of who he is that all the world might know. Naaman is one really good example of that. Here's a foreigner, a Syrian, who was brought to know the one true God because of a servant girl who bore witness of that God through the prophet Elisha. A lot of times we think of mission work only being in the New Testament. The Lord always has wanted all people to know him as the only true God. And that's it. That's true of the idolatry of the Old Testament, and it's just as true of the idolatry that we live in today. The Lord still wants the ends of the world, the ends of the earth, to know that he alone is God. Thanks for taking us through that, Neil.
Picture yourself standing next to Hezekiah there in the temple who had laid that letter. And I'm going to read what Hezekiah prayed. So let's pray along with Hezekiah. We don't always get an opportunity to do that, but we're going to pray that prayer of Hezekiah as well for our own nation, for our own faith here too. So there's a few verses here. O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations in their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for delivering us from the hand of the evil one and for giving us this joy of our eternal life and kingdom with you forever in heaven. Help us to patiently look forward to it. In your saving name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.